Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're learning Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So started the Perek by saying that there are four categories of Nedarim that are simply not binding. And the only category we haven't gone back to is Nidrei Anasim. So Nidrei Anasim, Hidiru Chaveru Sheyochel Etzlo. A person makes a Nedar against somebody else that he's going to eat with him. Meaning Reuven says to Shimon, my items should be Asur to you if you don't eat with me. V'chalahu Osha Chalabino Osha Ikvo Nahar. And then Shimon got sick and couldn't go to eat with Reuven, or his son got sick and he needed his father to take care of him, or a river started overflowing and prevented him from going. Hare elu nidrei anasim. So those are cases of nidrei anasim. It's an unavoidable circumstance. It's impossible to fulfill, or very, very difficult to fulfill, the tanai that the nether was based on. So the person who made the nether never intended it to take effect in those kinds of circumstances, and therefore it's not binding. Meaning when you take a neder with a condition, you don't have in mind that the issur is going to take effect, even if the condition takes place in an unavoidable way. You don't have to say that explicitly. That is self-understood. Now we move on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, another type of a nidrei anasim. So we use an example of someone who owns produce, and he makes a neder to stop people from stealing his stuff. Nodin laharagin l'chamin l'mochsin shei truma afal b'shein truma. Person takes nedarim to murderers or to robbers or to tax collectors who are not authorized tax collectors by the government, a person who collects taxes without the government giving him permission to do so. The Bartanura points out he's just demanding money from people as if they were obligated to pay him taxes. If it was a real tax collector, then you'd have to pay him because you have to deal with the Malchus Adina. So, but it's not even the Din of Malchus case, just stam a criminal. Shein shel beis ha-melech, afal bi shein shel beis ha-melech. Or you say that the items belong to the beis ha-melech, even though they don't actually belong to the beis ha-melech. Meaning, a robber comes to steal your stuff, so the owner can say to him, the fruits of the world should be usher to me if this produce is not truma. Meaning, I'm telling you, it's truma, you don't want this. Or the fruits of the world should be usher to me if this produce doesn't belong to the king. You don't realize who you're messing with, you're stealing the king's produce, not my produce. So you were only saying that in order to deter the robber, because he'd be afraid to steal from the king. So now we have three machloksim about this halacha. Beshami omrim bakol nodrin. You can make any neder to deter a robber, chutz mi b'shvua, but you're not able to take a shvua. It's asur midrabanan, even in that kind of circumstance, because shvuas are so severe. Ubeisilam af b'shvua. Beisil says you could even take a shvua. You could say, I hereby make a shvua that the perus ha'olam should be usher to me if this is not truma, and that's fine. A second machlokes, b'sharim romim lo yiftach lo b'neder. If the robber didn't demand a neder, you're not allowed to be the one to volunteer that neder as a way of deterring him. B'sharim maf yiftach lo. B'sharim says, yeah, you can. You can be the first one to bring it up. B'sharim romim b'mesha hu madiro. A third machlokes is b'sharim says a person can include in the neder that which the robber made you take to include in the neder. No, you could even include that which he didn't require you to take in the neder. What does that mean? Ketzad. Amrulo emar konim ishti nenesli. If let's say the robber says, yeah, say that your wife is never going to get any hanoah from you if this food is not truma. I mean, you're insisting this food is truma, so I want you to take a neder that neder hanoah against your wife. Varmar konim ishti uvanai nenesli. And then he says, no, I'll do that. I'll take a neder against my children also. So Beshami Omrim Ishta Muteras Ubana Vasurim. Beshami says the neder is only not binding when it comes to the wife, but when it comes to the children it is binding. Beshil Omrim Eil Velim Mutar. Beshil says that it's going to be mutar both when it comes to the wife as well as when it comes to the children. So let's review what we learned today. So in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, we said that Nidrei Anasim means that you took a neder that someone should eat by you, and then something came up where he just couldn't. His son got sick, he got sick, the river overflowed, so that's Nidrei Anasim. You never intended the neder to be chal under such circumstances. And then we said another type of Nidrei Anasim is if you take a neder to prevent someone from stealing stuff from you. So you say, I take a neder that it's Trum, or I take a neder that it's Shol Beis HaMelech. And we have three machlokos about that, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machlokos number one is, can you even take a Shavua to deter a ganef? Where Beis Hillel holds yes, Beis Shammai says no. Machlokos number two is, Can you be the one to volunteer the neder if the guy never asked you to take the neder? Beis Hillel says yes, Beis Shammai says no. And machlokes number three is, can you expand the neder beyond what the guy demanded of you? So Beis Hillel says yes, Beis Shammai says no. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the next Mishnah, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey.